Were there any tissue correlation studies or sera studies in your work?
Well, we actually, in the phase 2 GOG trial, we obtained tissue from the target lesion, which was flash frozen and stored. And then we obtained tissue from the same target lesion pre-cycle 4. We also had dynamic MRIs done at both of those time points, as well as serum and plasma samples at both of those time points. And we evaluated traditional angiogenic biomarkers and actually just presented data at the SGO meeting, the Society of Gynecologic Oncologists meeting in Tampa within the last week. And what's been frustrating, as you know, is that we don't really have a good predictor of response to anti-VEGF therapy.
What about the issue of VEGF receptors on the tumor?
We didn't actually examine this issue, but I think it's an important area. We think that probably in ovarian cancers and other solid tumors, there are two things going on with VEGF receptors. One is related to functional VEGF receptor expression in tumor endothelium. And then there's also this issue of functional VEGF receptor expression in tumor cells themselves. So there are a number of preclinical studies, particularly in breast cancer, that have demonstrated that if you block VEGF receptor activity in vitro or in certain preclinical models, that you actually slow down tumor progression independent of endothelial cell activity. In some tumors, it may be that there's actually more than one thing going on, that you're, by neutralizing VEGF activity, by blocking specific receptors, you not only have an anti-endothelial effect and an anti-angiogenic effect, but you may have an intrinsic effect against the tumor directly, which is sort of an endothelial independent pathway. We did not examine that specifically in these ovarian cancers, but I think it would be important, especially in understanding why some of these tumors seem to be regressing as opposed to being maintained stable.